Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. I'm Celeste Quinn. Kyle Mabry is our technical director. Tom Rogers is here with AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Hundreds of residents who live near Lake Decatur are bracing for the possibility of water inching near their properties. The assistant city manager there, Billy Taya, says the Sangamon River, which supplies the lake, has now started to crest upstream at Monticello, and that leaves a few billion gallons of water with nowhere to go. Taya says a lot of Decatur residents, even those in town, are bracing for the worst.
The problem properties, if we'll have those, will probably be in and around the lake. But of course, everyone in the city has had like water in their basement, in and around their basement. We've heard from a lot of people just because there was so much rain. It's rained more than it has in years here.
Lake Decatur is a foot higher than normally is in early summer, and that marks a radical departure from a year ago when mandatory water restrictions were in place because of drought conditions. The city started providing sandbags this morning. They're being filled, but residents have to collect and load them near the boathouse at Nelson Park. With additional rains in the forecast for tomorrow, Taya says it could now be several days before Lake Decatur is reopened for recreational use. Governor Rob Blagojevich is back at work a day after saying he won't be distracted by the conviction of one of his former political fundraisers. Blagojevich was scheduled to meet with top legislative leaders today to talk about fixing a state budget that he says is $2 billion out of whack and talk about passing a massive public works program. Blagojevich pledged yesterday to keep his focus on state business after Tony Rezko's conviction in a corruption trial that put the spotlight on corrupt Illinois politics. But how much Blagojevich can get done remains to be seen. House Speaker Michael Madigan's office says he sent a surrogate to the meeting. Madigan has called past meetings with the governor nonproductive. A Sangamon County judge has ruled in a dispute between Governor Blagojevich and the Speaker of the Illinois House. That ruling gives the governor the sole discretion about when special sessions of the legislature can be held. But the judge also rebuked Blagojevich, as Amanda Vinicky reports.
The issue stems from last year's record-long overtime session, when Blagojevich continually called the legislature to the Capitol. House Speaker Mike Madigan said Blagojevich was making a farce of the process and eventually told lawmakers to ignore the governor's orders and instead stay home. That prompted a lawsuit, in which the governor sued Madigan for defying his authority. 9 months later, the case has reached a conclusion. Judge Leo Zappa ruled that the governor has the exclusive authority to convene special sessions and the discretion to set the date and time. However, in the opinion, the judge scolds Blagojevich, saying the drafters of Illinois' Constitution never envisioned a governor abusing the power. Further, Zappa writes, his order is not intended to give either Blagojevich or Madigan an advantage in their ongoing rift. Blagojevich's office says it's pleased the court affirmed the governor's authority, but Madigan's spokesman says in his view, Blagojevich lost. He calls the judge's commentary stinging. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The police chief in Grant Park was arrested yesterday at his home in Kankakee County and charged with setting up a fake prostitution sting. Investigators say Scott Fitz used the scheme in 2006 to get money. U.S. Attorney Roger Heaton says Fitz had a woman pose as a prostitute to meet with nearly 100 men. The men were arrested and then told they could pay about $3,500 to avoid solicitation charges.
They were told that they would have their cases dismissed if they paid this so-called fine, and that their name would not be disclosed to the media or posted on the police department's website. Many of the men were discouraged from obtaining an attorney, and some were even driven directly to an ATM machine to allow them to get the money for this fine.
Fitz allegedly used the money to pay off casinos and personal loans. He's also charged with tax evasion and wire fraud. An attorney with the firm representing Fitz says he's innocent and plans to plead not guilty. Champaign School Board has approved an agreement with the City of Champaign that cements its participation in an ambitious program to help young people in the Garden Hills neighborhood. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
The program is called Operation Hope in Garden Hills, and it's a joint venture of the Champaign School District, the City of Champaign, and the Champaign Park District. Over the next 12 months, they'll be providing programs for young people in a neighborhood that saw rising levels of youth crime and violence last year. The agreement approved by the school board last night lays out the school district's role in the program. School board member Greg Novak says that includes the use of Garden Hills Elementary School.
So what Unit 4 will be doing is providing facilities primarily. The Park District will be providing staff, and the city is providing some support and, you know, funding for different projects. I mean, we're looking at really working everything from pre-K up to high school if you go through the different components of the plan.
Operation Hope gets underway next week with a summer day camp program at Garden Hills School for kindergarten through middle school children. Meanwhile, twice monthly family recreation nights begin June 12th at Garden Hills Park. More programs for middle and high school youth begin in the fall. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The school board also heard from a group that isn't happy about the prospect of Orlando Thomas possibly becoming the new principal at Centennial High School. That's because the parents and teachers want Thomas to stay on as principal at Stratton Elementary School. Stratton parent Laura DeThorne told board members she respects Thomas's wish to seek the principal's job at Centennial, but that if he has any interest in remaining at Stratton, she hopes